Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 104, it's the Fan, it's the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's happening, everybody, on this start of March Madness? Games are underway. We got them up in the studio. And we'll see what happens.
Got a Giants signing going on, BT.
Receiver?
Yep.
I heard. Why don't you deliver this?
Paris Campbell,
okay,
formerly of the Indianapolis Colts. Somewhat of a disappointing first three seasons. Never really lived up to the expectation coming out of Ohio State, where he was really good. But also, they drafted a couple other receivers over him. So, three now pass catchers the Giants have brought in. Darren Waller, which a lot of people see as a great signing. If he's healthy, I agree with that one. Jeff Smith.
Former Jet.
Got a little bit of burn with the Jets last year. Not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more of a project or just a filler. And then now Paris Campbell, who is a burner, but he just hasn't quite exploded into the NFL. So some more options that make a lot of sense for the Giants, because I'm sure they are very favorable contracts.
Absolutely. It's the kind of thing, you just bring in as many bodies as you can. It's a low risk. Maybe one of these guys pops. I mean, Campbell's, he's a burner, as you said. His catch rate was pretty good last year, 70%. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
30% is good.
Oh, it's very good. He just didn't have a ton of opportunity.
How he had 91 targets.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's pretty good. So
that's
ratio right
there. That's more than I thought.
Uh-huh. Couple touchdowns. You know, the thing about Jeff Smith, too, I don't recall him playing many special teams at all for the Jets. And you would want somebody who's in that fourth receiver role-ish to be able to help out there. Braxton Berrios signed with the Dolphins.
Yes.
So he found some footing in the division. Yeah. Listen, I kind of like it. Just go out there and sign these guys and see what happens. You got to draft the stud.
You're right.
You got to draft somebody. We know that. 877-337-6666. Speaking of football, I got a question for you. It just strikes me as odd. So I see Kirk Cousins tweeted this. I guess he tweeted it yesterday, but it just popped up on my timeline now. And as a quick aside, can you explain to me why I get barraged, like I think many of us do, with people and tweets that I don't follow?
Yeah.
Can somebody explain that to me?
Well,
I don't follow Kirk Cousins. Why am I seeing his stuff?
So there's a on the top of the screen, you see it says for you on the left side and following on the right side. Look at the very top of the top of your timeline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to make sure it's the blue lines on their following.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah, not for you.
Well, this nonsense.
It's just making assumptions based on
your history.
Your history or an algorithm that's kind of suggesting that
age
you might,
demo and
yeah, that you might want to see this, whatever.
Gotcha.
The problem is they make that the default, so you have to actually manually switch.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Dolph. Thank you.
It's a pain, but you got to do.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
That's one of the new Elon Musk additions.
I feel like that happened before he took over.
Maybe it did.
Anyway, Kirk Cousins tweeted this. He said, I asked our equipment staff for some footballs to throw with this offseason, and the very next day, this arrives on my doorstep. Fun to work with excellent people. Okay. I mean, you don't have a football, dude. You're a quarterback. I mean, imagine like Garrett Cole putting a tweet out. Oh, I asked the Yankees for some baseballs so I could loosen up this offseason.
Yeah.
You're a pitcher.
Yeah.
How do you not have a baseball?
I know. What
that, that just struck me as odd. You don't have a football laying around?
Maybe he did have a football laying around. I don't know. He just wanted a nicer one.
Yeah, it's Bryson DeChambeau. Does anybody have a putter laying around? I'd like to get a little practice in. I don't have a putter.
Yeah. Paris Campbell, by the way. Yeah. I just realized this. He just didn't play a lot of games. He was hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
last year he played a lot.
Last year he did. First three seasons, he only played in a total of 15 games.
Well, then you know what? But that's the kind of thing where
you steal a guy.
You can say, all right, there's not a lot of stuff out there on film. Mm-hmm. We have a pressing need to add to this receiver room. We think, based on what we have seen, maybe scouting back at Ohio State, whatever, what we saw on film a year ago, we think that he can make a fairly big jump. We'll take a flyer. We'll see what happens. Low risk.
Yep.
I like it.
Agreed.
877-337-6666. Let us get Tom in West Babylon, and Tommy is on the Fan. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Tom. What's happening?
Not much. I just want to preface this, and I always appreciate you guys taking the call. I've called a bunch of times, and I'm a big Mets fan, so obviously I'm disappointed today, as everyone should be. But I just want to say something, and I don't want to come off rude, but BT.
Yes.
As a Yankee guy, and we know you're a Yankee fan, and that's great, but we don't need the pity and burying the Mets, 2023, because we lost one player. It's a big piece. He's probably, you can make a case he was their MVP last year, but to just bury the Mets season and say, you know what, don't even try, we're not going to win the World Series, is crazy, one. And two, you don't think Cohen is gonna do something and add to the pen to kind of save face a little bit? I mean, it seems a little bit much, and we don't. It's like when you go to work and you have Yankee fans and Mets fans, and you see the Yankee fans kind of chuckling, and they say they don't really, care about the Mets, but they're the first ones to bury us.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets will be fine. They're still going to make the playoffs. I don't even know who the Phillies' closer was last year. They went to the World Series, so I think the Mets have a good enough rotation, top three, good enough lineup, top five. To be fine. They're going to make the playoffs.
Well, let me say this here, Tom. I think this opens up a window to say this, and I appreciate the call. I appreciate you. I wouldn't say punching back, because I certainly wasn't punching at you guys or throwing jabs. Now, listen, this whole Yankee-Met dynamic, it's the most intense dynamic. Like the Knicks-Nets, whatever. Jets-Giants, yeah, but there's no real hate. Yanks and Mets, and hockey. Hockey and Yanks-Mets, real. We get it. I promise you. I'm not going to rant and rave. You just need to trust me or don't, but that's up to you. I promise you that when it comes to real, real matters of this, like things that could derail seasons, that's where I leave the little comedy act and the little jabs at the door. I have too much respect for, number one, myself, number two, the sport of baseball, number three, the station, and number four, Mets fans, to make it a little joke party when something goes awry for your team. They're like, Yanks, Mets are playing each other? Oh, yeah, we'll get those jabs.
Yeah.
But when you lose the best closer in baseball, had the best strikeout rate in the history of baseball, and had the greatest entrance, Mariano aside, that I've ever seen, that pumped life into a stadium like I haven't seen maybe since Dwight Gooden out there in Queens at a different stadium but the same borough, I'm not going to do that to you. I don't roll that way. I don't play that way. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair, and that's not me. I promise. Take it or leave it, but I promise you that. 877-337-6666. I respect baseball too much. Matt's in Charleston. Matty, what's happening?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Matt.
What's happening, Matt?
Previous caller kind of touched on what I kind of have to say. BT, you're acting like the Mets were a shoe-in for the World Series with a healthy Edwin Diaz. I think a healthy Edwin Diaz doesn't even guarantee them a win of their division.
I agree. Matter of fact, just to incorporate both teams for a minute, I think that the Mets, instead of going to, even with Diaz, 101 wins. I always felt like the Mets were going to be more 93, 94, 95 this year. And the Yankees, instead of winning 99, the Yankees feel like about the same neighborhood, 94, 95. I think both teams are taking a little step back regular season.
Right. Yeah. It's a shame what happened to Diaz last night, but I think the Mets are good enough to overcome that. I'm a Yankees fan.
But you just contradicted yourself. You just said that you didn't know if they were good enough with Diaz. Now you're saying they're good enough to win without Diaz. That doesn't make any sense.
But I don't think it was such a make or break thing that that it's going to derail their whole season. That's what I think I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying they're going to suddenly become the 1980 Mets and win 73 games. I'm not remotely implying that. No. What I'm saying is for the Mets to achieve their apex of a possibility this year, Edwin Diaz had to be in the middle of it. That's just all there is to it. Ottavino could get some outs. Yeah, you get Britton. You want those guys down in Atlanta in September or out in L.A. in October? You really want that? Mm. You don't want that.
No, you need...
You want Diaz.
You need another option. And whether that's more scoring or an arm, but I think you're going to get fleeced if you try to, acquire a closer at any point this season because everybody knows you're desperate for it. And it's more offense. That's the answer. Mm. More offense.
Yeah, you said that at the start of the show. That's an interesting take where you can kind of, almost add to something that I think most of us think is a tick short of being dominant, their offense. One more big stick away from being that dominant offense. And if you can add to that, can it on some weird convoluted level offset Diaz? You can make the case. I don't buy it as much as you do, but I know what you're saying. Joe is on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, how we doing?
Joe,
good, man, what's happening?
I just want to say speedy recovery to Diaz. It sucks seeing Mets fans so upset in March. It's better off seeing them in August and September. But I got to know. I'm going opening day. I'm going to be at Billy's at 8 a.m. Am I going to see on the TV there Anthony Volpe as the starting shortstop?
Oh, man.
Come All right, on, guys.
Predict it, BT. What do you think? Appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. We'll be out there as well. We'll be doing the show for the Hard Rock like we did a year ago, which was a blast.
Predict
so looking
it.
Forward
Give me
to
the prediction,
I'm getting
BT.
There. I'm just getting there. I'm giving a plug for what we got to do and what we can't wait to do. We'll be out there as well.
Guys, can you imagine how amazing if he was
that's
the starter?
That's shortstop. And by the way, what numbers are you going to wear? Am I going to wear 77? Yeah. What's
he
going to wear?
He can't wear 77.
I mean, he could.
I gotta see, but Judge is just this big strap.
No, I hear you. I don't want to see 77.
Like 99 on Judge looks right.
Yeah, 77, leave that to Georgie Murison. That just seems odd.
Even though Luca's 77.
Yeah,
right?
but it doesn't look good on him.
No, it doesn't. It looks terrible.
He's gotta hit the weights, dude. For a superstar, I'm not saying I look like you, but like for a superstar 24-year-old NBA point guard.
Bad body.
Can you have a little bit of muscle tone?
He's a bad body.
The hell, man.
Bad body superstar.
A little bit.
First of all, you have no chance. There's no numbers left for the Yankees.
What, 91? I was just going to look at that. I was just 90? Going to look to
okay,
see
well,
what's...
Let's figure out the number.
What's
doing for right now.
What?
I'm saying, do 91.
No, it's got to be a lower number.
What year was he born?
I don't know. 2000?
So zeros. Double zero.
I don't like doubles. We're going to go Al Oliver, number zero? Dove, you know that one, right? Borderline Hall of Famer. Al can stick it.
But seriously, the Yankees are running out of numbers. Maybe they have to unretire somebody.
Well, listen, if Joe Namath is going to give Aaron Rodgers
so
permission,
many numbers.
Well, let's roll through. No, I'm just kidding.
Derek Jeter should
take my number two.
Yeah.
All right, go through. We know which ones they can't get. So let's get to the window of availability. Go ahead. Hit me with some numbers.
No, I'm looking at the.
As you're looking at, let me first answer his question.
Yeah.
Is Volpe going to be starting shortstop opening day? I can promise you it will not be IKF. So that the biggest problem is going to be averted. He's not going to play shortstop.
It ultimately comes down to who's better of the young kids, right?
Yes.
That's what we're now asking ourselves.
Now, Peraza's not hitting a whole lot this spring.
He's not. But honestly, it wasn't his deal, right?
I understand that, but Volpe has looked, and I do believe Peraza is superior with the leather, but Volpe has looked so good with defense, I think even better than we thought.
Yeah.
Peraza's slicker, quicker, more explosive from what I see, but Volpe's raking, man. Yeah. So,
all right,
I got to tell you, the thought is if Peraza doesn't hit, like if he goes, say if he goes 3-for-19 the last 2 weeks here, then I think Volpe's your opening day shortstop.
Okay.
If Peraza hits, I think it's Peraza at shortstop to start, Volpe in AAA, which I would hate, but I think there's a window for it.
All right.
Yeah, well, what are you guys talking about?
So we're talking
What's
about
the matter?
We're trying to get the numbers.
To answer the guy's question.
No, that's good. You did that with me, and we're figuring something out on the side so we can present it to you.
I thought you were getting mad at me for blabbering on about the...
Right. No. We were trying to figure out what number will look
very
best
sensitive,
on,
you have to understand
on Volpe. We were letting you do your thing while we were having a conversation that I can bring to air.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Sorry.
We know that 1 through 10 is done.
Yes.
And 8 twice, by the way. So,
yes.
And so 11 Okay. Could be interesting.
That's not a bad number. Didn't Nobby wear number 11? I think
and,
Chuck Knobloch
and this
wore
is Hoff's suggestion, 11.
And well, I know Gardner, but I'm saying before that. All right, go ahead.
And then 15, 16, 20, 21, 23.
Wait, hold on. Oh, those are the taken ones. Yep, keep going.
These are all retired.
So 11's an option. What
11's
else?
An option.
Uh-huh.
I Dove had a good suggestion.
What is it?
But it's Harrison Bader's number, 22, because Jeter was 2. Well, they could be 22.
I think Omar Moreno wore number 22 back in the day. 81 World Series.
Bader wouldn't give it up.
Okay, Bader.
You got 24 through 31 free.
24 was Ricky.
Yep. So 32, 30.
Well, you said 24 through 31 is good, obviously.
Available. Available.
25 was Tommy John. 26 is my college number, so I'm always going to go 26. That's it. That's the answer. 26.
Oh, okay.
Problem solved. Why did you guys like any other ones?
No. I think that
Willie was number 30, but not retired. When he was 31, same with Bam Bam Mullins.
I think once you get up into the 40s.
He's not a number. You can't have that.
Yeah. It's
no
just
way.
Yeah, I agree.
No way. 40's a gross number in baseball.
And so,
absolutely repulsive. Unless you're Reggie and you're 44, like anything other than double fours. And you're a masher, it looks awful.
And
there's no way.
And that one's not available.
And Guidry, 49%.
But we've had a trend here, other than BT selfishly pointing towards his own number at 26, double digits. 33 could be interesting. 33.
Wasn't Swisher 33?
33 is a good-looking number.
I don't know if I love 30. I think wasn't like Pasquale or one it's of the Perez about, brothers 33?
I'm just envisioning it on his body. Because he's a big kid. He's not like a little.
He's got broad back. He's got shoulders on him. Yep, I'm
like
with
33
you.
33 on a skinny kid.
Yeah.
It wouldn't look.
It takes up too much of the back.
Exactly. It wouldn't
no,
look
I got
right. An 11, unfortunately, Hoff, on a big kid doesn't look right. I would say 22 or 33. 22 is taken. I'm going to say 33.
22 or 33. I like 22 better.
But
I mean,
Bader's
I
got like, 22.
Well, he's got to change it.
He's an up-and-coming star himself.
He's not an up-and-coming star.
You know what
he's
I mean.
Been around for 5 or 6 years. And
for the Yankees, he hasn't been around.
I like him, but he's
33. I'm giving 33.
Now, Volpe doesn't have enough money yet, even though he made some money as a bonus baby. He doesn't have, like, you know, bank after bank. I mean, where he could just say, hey, I'll give you this for the number.
How much is Bader going to charge him for to take his number?
A new car.
I was going to say, do it, Lindy, with the McNeil
Lindor. By the
way,
did he ever do that? Did he ever get him a
car?
No,
not yet.
Wait, he didn't pay up yet?
We haven't seen. No, that would have been a reveal.
He didn't pay up yet?
No one said anything. I mean, that would have been news in spring training. We haven't heard that yet.
What?
Nature.
Well, he's distracted with going to WBC. You know?
He didn't go to WBC right away. He reported out of Port St. Lucie first.
Mooch.
I remember you saying in January that he was going to pull like a Cespedes instead of rolling in on the horse or all the different cars back in the day. He's going to come in with the first day of spring training.
I know.
February, whatever, 15, 16, and just hand him the keys. Like you thought they already were in cahoots and they had.
Maybe they're waiting to come to Queens.
Where's the car?
Maybe they're waiting to come to Queens. I don't know.
Oh, that's weak, dude. That is weak.
Yeah, that is bad.
I think it should be 26 or 22. I don't like 33 as much. I don't like 33. Who wore 33? Jack Clark was 33?
Yeah. LeCastro, Hap, Bird.
Oh, God.
Chris
AJ
Martin,
Hap,
Garrett Jones,
David
Kelly
Wells.
Johnson, Travis Hafner.
David Wells. Some iconic moments in 33.
Brian Bruni.
Oh, the pitcher, Brian Bruni.
Alfonso Soriano did. Canseco.
Yeah. Oh, Canseco. Canseco's greatest contribution to that team was jogging out on the Shea Stadium field to celebrate the 2000 World's Championship, just jogging out, all roided up, with his sleeves rolled up, basically to his earlobes.
LeCastro is currently 33.
Nah. Or
that
no,
was
he's gone.
That was
LeCastro.
That was 2022.
Yeah. All right.
So it's available.
Yeah, it is.
Well, 26 is not available, though, right?
I thought 26 was. I think you said that it was.
LeMahieu?
It's DJ.
Well, DJ's got to give it up.
He's not giving it up. Are you kidding
DJ's
me?
Not Volpe.
Oh, come on.
Unless you judge.
Volpe is going to be DJ or Bader.
Listen, unless you're Judge or Cole,
it's 33.
Give it up.
It's 33.
Got to give it up.
33.
I don't like 33.
I got the number. It's 33.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
He's the start opening day.
Doesn't feel right.
Starting shortstop.
Nope.
Wearing
nope.
number 33.
No, I'd rather have zero, honestly. I don't like 33
Anthony
for him.
Volpe.
I love it for Ewing, but I don't love it for Volpe. Don't love it. 877-337-6666.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All All right, 1:30 on the button. What's happening, everybody? It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. We'll get you a pick here in a moment. So Billy Epler, the Mets GM, is going to speak in a little bit, and it's obviously going to be about Edwin Diaz. Nothing yet. It looked incredibly dire. I strongly suspect you're going to hear something about the patellar, the tendon. It didn't look like a conventional ACL, but whatever. Why even guess? We'll find out soon enough. Hopefully it's not as bad as it seems, but it just seems like we have ominous news coming really, really soon when Billy gets ready to speak. 877-337-6666. And when he says whatever he says, Hoff is tracking that. We'll get it to you here on the air, here on the Fan. All right, Dove, look at Dove. I didn't even have to really look at Dove on top of it.
He did point at me.
I did, but Dove is on top of it. He's ready for the NCAA tournament. That's right. So am I. I think I got you nice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. We'll do a little college hoops with this, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices. By Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes, real life. Visit FlagAndAnthem.com. I thought about riding Duke. I think Duke is, like Duke. I think Duke is ready to make a little run here, much to the chagrin of many. But I'm not going to touch that. There were a few other games I was enticed by, but I'm going to actually go Penn State here. I'm going to go Penn State, and they're getting three. I'm going to eschew that. That's a word we don't get to squeeze in there enough. E-S-C-H-E-W.
It's a tough one to eschew. Fit. A tough one to make fit. Good
job. Yeah, thank you, Tiki. You're not the only smart guy in the room here. Sometimes
you studied
I'll fool
English.
Everybody. That's true.
You're not studying English.
I'm going to go on money line here, little Penn State. So I'm going to take the three. I'm going to Penn State plus 135 to straight up knock out Texas A&M as we are already deep into a March Madness 2023. Have fun. And I'm going to go with the Nittany Lions there tonight. 877-337-6666. Mike is in Belleville. What's happening, Mike? You're on the Fan. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Love the show. How you doing?
Good.
Appreciate you, Mike. All's good.
I just wanted to throw out a Volpe number suggestion, and I'll hang up it. Okay. Just kidding. Don't knock on the horn. Don't knock on the horn on me. I'm just kidding.
That's Dove. He said stop, Dove. Stop, Dove. Go ahead.
12 or 14. 12 is IKF, but who cares? And yeah. 14, I believe, was Marwin last
year. Marwin, yes.
Who cares? Equally, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I think 14. I think Sweet Lou Piniella. I think a little Pat Kelly back in the day playing second base. Yeah. 14 is a good middle infielder number. I like 22. I know Bader's got it. I'm obviously privy to 26, which was my number, but it just can't be that big. He can't rock the 77. Don't try to lie.
No, I agree.
You can't.
I like the 1-2 on him. I like the 2 on him. So maybe 12.
Okay.
14. Yeah, so 26.
Yeah.
When he gets designated.
You can't have number two because of Jeets, but number 12 you could rock.
Didn't I read something about Volpe? I forgot who was commenting on this, but they said they knew that Volpe got it. Like he always just had that it factor. This is what the article was saying.
I may have been Willie Randolph.
It was really Randolph talking about
it was
when
Willie,
he met,
right? Yeah,
when
I read that
met,
as well.
When he met Lou Piniella, he just instinctively took his hat off to as a sign of respect. So when you said 14, I mean, maybe.
He gets it, Volpe.
He really
that
does.
Kid gets it on
so
every
polished.
Single level. He is polished.
Sounds right when he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Just plays the game the right way. Hard.
Uh-huh. He's got understated flash. He's not out there showing off, but it just looks so smooth that kids are gonna love him.
5'2" kid.
He
He's
is.
Awesome.
So I think I was a little different than you and Rhonda. Like every time we talk about like growing up, whether it was posters in our room or the sneakers, like I was always like miles past Tiki in terms of like really latching on to that stuff. Of course, he was miles ahead where it mattered, the actual athleticism. I'm gonna guess that you didn't care that much, like on even Little League baseball. You get your number. You and Ron, they didn't care.
Didn't care. To me, it was the coolest
thing in the world to get the cool number.
I didn't care until high school because me and Rondé wanted to do like a mirror thing. So I was 2, and he was 5. And so we just kind of, because the 2 backwards is like.
Oh, I thought you meant like a 12 and he was 21.
No.
Like inverted.
No,
I got you.
He was number 5.
Got it.
And so until then, I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And then I went to college and they just give you a number.
Even if you're a big time recruit, they just give you. They don't say, hey, we have these available. Like
no,
you're a 4 star. What are
you? They just kind of give it to you when you're. Yeah. I mean, they'll give you a decent number.
Yeah.
But they just gave us numbers. In fact, Ronnie's number was 19, which is. I mean, it's not a cool number. He wore it well.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
Not but terrible.
A DB wearing number 19.
Nah, that doesn't look right.
Right?
Nah.
But he made it look right because he redshirted, but then he was ACC Freshman of the Year. So he became a baller. Right?
Yep.
And then we beat Florida State the year after that. And so it was right for him. And he wanted to wear it in the NFL, but he couldn't.
I know.
So he went.
Now you can petition.
Now
though.
You can.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Not even petition. You just do it.
Yeah, now you can just do it. But he couldn't. So he just went one number higher
and wore
number 20. And I just stayed with 21 because that's what I was given in college.
I think.
They didn't matter for us until high school.
Oh, I loved it.
That was our sophomore year, not even our freshman year. It was our sophomore year we started to care. In fact, I don't even remember what I wore in junior high.
Oh, man, uniforms there. We'd get them, get meant everything. Like, everybody was vying for 23. Everybody wanted 16.
Oh,
Dwight Gooden.
Yeah,
oh, forget about
here.
It. Hoff, you have a little something from Billy Epler? What do you have?
So, bad news here. Mm. Again, it doesn't say the exact injuries, but he's going for surgery today.
Today. Wow, that's fast.
And the timeline is 8 months, and they're not going to give up an update for quite some time, they said. Basically, the entire season.
Yeah, that's not unexpected, but
immediate
that stinks
surgery
to hear.
Means it's it's not an ACL, because they usually wait for the swelling to go down.
Yeah, it's got to be patella. It's got to be tendon-related. Yeah,
that's what
no
Martino
question.
Says. It's Edwin Diaz has a patellar tendon injury. Epler didn't actually say the exact injury. I've been listening right now, and so...
How did he sound?
Kind of like he doesn't really want to talk. He doesn't want to talk about this all season long, so he kind of is navigating by saying, "Don't ask because we're not giving you an update for quite some time. Don't start talking about October because that's the time, like 8 months. October not gonna be ready. Don't even bother."
Yeah, oh, interesting. Was he? Is he on Zoom? I imagine or over at Port St. Louis.
It's on Twitter right now. That's where we're doing. Yeah, that's where I'm watching.
Let me know. Let us know if anybody asks about the WBC. I'm curious how he handles. He's going to. He needs to be asked. I'm not saying it's not to me. It's not the WBC's fault. But you have to ask the question.
It's part of the conversation.
Got to ask the question. Not the first question, not the second. That question's got to be asked. All right, good job on that, Hoff. Appreciate it, bud. Ugh.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
T, quick question for you before we get back to the phones. We got Carton Roberts coming up after us here. So, we have followed the Knicks out west, right?
Yes.
Not playing for a couple days. They're off until Saturday They started that road trip. They lost the first couple of games. The Sacramento game was a good game, a tough loss. The Clippers game, Randall melted down a little bit, lost his cool. They bounced back to beat the Lakers, who were terrible. They had a nice win against Portland to wrap it up, finish up 2-2. Quickly was great against Portland, and Randall was really good as well, so he bounced back nicely from that Lakers, from the Clippers meltdown, yeah. I should say. But the next game for the Knicks is Saturday. If Jalen Brunson's not on the court, now I am of the mindset, you, whenever he's deemed ready, tack on two more games.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to subscribe to that. If he's not playing Saturday, because the last game will have been Tuesday, hasn't played in a while, so you didn't play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's four more days off.
It's a lot.
How worried should we be if Jalen Brunson's not playing Saturday?
I think very worried, because that means that they're not, you know, actively but effectively shutting him down to get right. Now, is that probably the best thing for the postseason? And you just kind of accept your spot?
Yes.
But I'm trying to think how this would play out. You kind of want to stay in the five seed, because the 4-5 is beneficial matchup wise.
Mm-hmm.
Against Cleveland, I think they're better off if they sit against Cleveland
rather than Philly in the 3-6.
Philly in the 3-6.
Yeah. I'd probably agree with that.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. What is there, 12?
They have 11 games left. They're 41-30.
So there's not a ton of maneuverability, meaning up and down, but they're only a couple of games ahead of the Nets still.
I know.
Which is crazy.
And the Nets are showing fight.
I thought the Nets were going to fade back to, you know, maybe the play-in game. Uh-huh. The Nets are playing hard. We should have known that, by the way.
Jacques
Vaughn is just such a good coach. He deserved it, and I'm glad he got it, because he's getting more out of them than I think than other coaches could.
Yeah, he's done a good job. That's certainly worth saying, no doubt. I mean, the Nets right now are in the sixth spot.
Yeah.
They're only a game behind the Knicks.
I mean.
I don't know. I thought it was a little more in the game. That's right. It's a game. Miami's still kind of languishing. Like, listen, barring an unforeseen disaster. What a disaster. the Hawks, who are, let's see, six games behind the Knicks. Like, the Knicks could, I don't think they will, could conceivably fall to seven. Because, you know, that's still only three games, and the Nets, too, separating the Knicks from the Heat, the 5-7 slot now. Yeah. They're not dropping past that. If anything, it's 5-6. Flip the Knicks or the Nets. I think the Knicks are able to actually hang on to the 5 spot. But without Brunson for 11 games, man, that's gonna be tough.
It's funny.
We'll see when he's coming back.
It's funny, though. If they fall to 7, you're like, all right, you got Boston. We got that.
Let's go. Boston just got smacked by the Rockets.
I know. Oh, they're so vulnerable right now.
That's the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Randy down in Orlando, Florida on the Free Odyssey app. What's up, Randy?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon?
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
All's good, man. Caller. Appreciate you, dude.
Nice.
Hey, man, so I listen to you guys all the time, so I appreciate you guys. You guys do a good job on the show.
Thank you, man.
So I was, I'm half Puerto Rican, I'm half Dominican. So I'm watching the game yesterday.
Oh, who are you rooting for last night, man?
You're conflicted.
Yeah. So I honestly didn't really have no real interest. And once Puerto Rico got up to that lead, I was like, well, so, you know, Dominicans won, USA, they won. So I'm kind of pulling for Puerto Rico now all the way, because they haven't got one. So
yeah,
okay. they deserve it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you marry Puerto Rican or Dominican?
No. I'm half, so I was born in Puerto Rico. My mom is Dominican and my dad's Puerto Rican.
No, I understand that, but if you married a Puerto Rican woman, since you're half Puerto Rican, and if your spouse is Puerto Rican, you almost got to go with Puerto Rico is what I'm saying. Who'd you marry? Are you married?
I've never been to the Dominican Republic, man.
He married a Japanese woman, so he's got the Japan team, which is great in the WBC. He's got a little Puerto Rico and DR. He didn't know who to root for. I got you.
Yeah. But so the ending of it was horrible, obviously. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm from New York.
Okay.
So I'm a Yankee fan. Thank God I'm not a Mets fan, because I literally would have probably hung myself seeing what happened to Diaz. And I couldn't help, when it was going down, I was like, damn, this is over. Mm. Like, I'm thinking about the World Baseball Classic. I'm like, it's over. They're not going to do this no more, because, like, if they're going to do it, but they're not going to have, like, major league players, this and that. And then I thought about it. I said, well, wait a minute. Aren't, like, the Mets, like, his wife or something like that? I was talking to her about it, like, she's Puerto Rican, right? And he'd be, like, hanging around, like Lindor, and, like not hanging around with them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, they have this connection to Team Puerto Rico. So I was thinking, like, it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying, like, for, like, a lot of the owners,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy for them to be like, okay, you guys cannot go play over there. But, like, you know, for in the World Baseball Classic.
But for someone, a owner, that a half owner that has some, you know, she's Puerto Rican. She obviously wants Team Puerto Rico to win. She's gonna, so it's in her, it's in her favor to have all the better players be there. You guys catch my drift?
Yeah, no, I'm a little conflicting. I know what you're trying to say. I got you. I don't know if I totally agree, but I certainly understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, no, see, yeah, I was for a second. I was like, who are you talking about? Whose wife is Puerto
Rican? Is she part Puerto? Is she Puerto Rican?
She is. So I hear what you're saying.
Gotcha.
And you might be right because there is a country pride in this. It's just grown. We've talked about this a couple times already. The World Baseball Classic is a big deal, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of energy around it. Obviously, from the players, because we heard Mike Trout, I mean the American players, we heard Mike Trout and Mookie Betts talking about this, but definitely on the world stage, there's a ton of energy around the WBC. So,
and Shohei Ohtani's playing.
Exactly. I know your instinct was probably a lot of people's like, oh, there goes the WBC. Nobody's ever going to want to play again. There's just too much momentum.
Yep.
It's just too much. And as we said earlier, Major League Baseball realizes the importance of the WBC to grow the game of baseball, which primarily benefits MLB.
Now, the only thing, and I don't think this happens for the next installment, but if the movement grows and the fears are amplified with this, I mean, really, if Diaz, it looks like he's going to miss the whole season, which is brutal, but you know what they might have to do to entice players to do with the top players. I mean, at some point they might have to cut off a little piece of the pie and give them a little something because they're playing for. I don't like that because it takes away from the purity, whatever.
Yeah, true. I also don't know the economic model.
Neither do I.
Like, how much money are they actually making? It's not like the NCAA tournament where they make $1 billion. You know, off
they
got
to be making
off of
they
these.
They got to be making millions.
Well, I mean, it's on TV. So
yeah.
There's definitely some level of millions.
There was 36,000 people at the ballpark in Miami. There's been, you know, 30-plus thousand out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying they're generating these massive TV ratings, but there's advertising dollars. There's merch sales. Oh, yeah. There's a revenue stream. I love most of the uniforms, too.
Yeah.
I do. I was trying to decide last night because I was watching some of the Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. Which, no. I would only get United States because, or I would get, like, if I have team, I would only get a hat that represents my ethnicity.
Yeah.
Like, if they had, even though I'm half Italian, I'm not going to get an Italian hat. But if they had, like, an Irish hat, I'd probably get that. I don't know. Certainly would get some Team USA gear. But I was trying to determine last night which uniform I like better, the DR or the PR.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't decide. I was watching with Colt. I'm like, what do you think? He pointed. He's like, Dad, these guys have like the cool chains. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, this is swag city, buddy.
Yeah.
This is DRPR. This is where it's. Look at how they celebrate. They love baseball.
If your MLB manager's like, yeah, chill out a little bit on the gold and the silver.
Whatever.
And the platinum.
Whatever.
In the World Baseball Classic, wear whatever you want.
I used to wear as much gold as humanly possible when I was young. I can only imagine if I was actually like a big-time player now, I'd be rocking everything. Let's go. Joe is in Bradenton Beach. What's up, Joe? How you doing today?
Hey, guys. Great show. Before I get to my Volpe points, Brandon, you ever heard of Pete Reiser?
Pete Reiser?
Baseball player in 1941. He was the best ball player no one ever heard of.
I don't think I know the name. Educate me a little bit. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
All right. He led his league in 11 categories, 22 years old, his first year in baseball. Leo DeRocher called him the best player he ever saw, better than Willie Mays.
Just looking at
more
up
power,
now.
More speed.
Yep.
So look him up.
Runner up to the MVP.
But he ran into like 10 different walls when he didn't have cushions back then, and his career was cut short.
How'd you spell his name? How do you spell his name?
It's Reiser.
R-E-I-S-E-R.
Yeah. Stats. And he's on Baseball Reference?
Great story.
Yeah, he missed three seasons.
Of course.
Missed
he
three
was a batting
seasons.
Champ in 41.
Wait, it's not Paul Reiser. R-E-I-S-E-R?
I have it. Pete.
Yes.
Oh, Pete. I got you. I'm sorry.
Reiser. 3 years for military service, BT.
Like 40. Many. Like Bob Feller, like Ted Williams. I got you. Let's see. Here he is.
26-year-olds.
So he came up with the Dodgers.
He ran into the wall so many times they had to take him off the field 11 times on a stretcher.
Are you serious? I got to ask my dad about him. He was born in the 40s and he's a Dodgers fan. I got to ask him.
Best ball player ever. Look up the history before he became a Dodger. The Cardinals signed him and hit him at 15 years of age to a pro contract and held him. And they were forced to release him under some major rule that the commissioner said you can't sign guys under the age of 18.
So they released him, and the Dodgers
signed him, and then Branch Rickey went from the Cardinals to the Dodgers and became his general manager.
That's a great history. I did not know that. So that's kind of Nuxhall. Joe Nuxhall came up at the age of 15, but Reiser was signed at the age of 15.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And then they had to release him. So anyway, Volpe.
Okay.
It's a young man's game, guys.
Yeah.
I've been to a bunch of Yankee games down here already. Josh Donaldson is done. He's done. I release him. I keep Volpe for third base. And I call the Martin and Mercer families, and I say, would you mind if Anthony Volpe wears number one? I think that would look good on his back.
They've never done that. They're not. They're not doing that. Yeah. You said Mercer and who?
Martin, Billy Martin, number one.
Yeah, but no.
Wore number one.
I understand.
Volpe wear number one.
I got you, but you're not. I'm hung up on third base. If he plays,
why not third base?
Because he hasn't played third base.
Yeah.
You sure, he's played it down here in spring training.
No, but Joe, hold on. You don't want to complicate his transition to the bigs. If anything, I'm not sure if I'm in love with him playing second.
He has bounced around a little bit, which is, I think, good for him. I remember the second base. I haven't been paying close enough attention to spring training with everything going on around Aaron Rodgers and the NCAA tournament and everything else. But I know he was being asked to play a lot of different positions around the infield.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. When did what year did Mercer change numbers from one to two?
So remember, he was traded in the 70s.
Yeah.
He wore number one before he was traded.
Yep.
When he came,
when he went to the Cubs.
Correct.
Okay.
To Giants, Cubs.
Yeah, yeah. He bounced it. Yeah, yep.
When he came back later, I think that time Billy Martin's number one retired. When he played, Martin had one number one, obviously, but it wasn't retired.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So it was retired when he came back, so he couldn't wear it.
Yeah, yeah. That's an amazing little tidbit. We're getting it with all kind of
I know
small stuff here because I just remember seeing Bobby number two.
Just because of this little conversation about what number Volpe's going to wear.
Hey, listen, nothing. No other sport could do this for you but baseball. So yeah. Pete Reiser, let me see, 1941. He's got a lot of bold here, boy.
Yeah, he does.
Hit .343 with an OPS .964, 117 runs, 39 doubles, 17 triples. Next year he steals 20. Then he goes away to World War II for 3 years, comes back in 46 at the age of 27, and leads baseball in steals. Wow. I got to ask my dad about him. I just learned a little something. I did not know much about that name at all. Not going to lie. All right. How's Virginia doing? Hey, you guys.
Up 10.
You're up 10. You're all right.
I hope.
All right. So Carter Roberts coming up next. Enjoy the hoops all day. Those of you who got a vasectomy this today or yesterday, sit there with a bag of ice, all the jewels, watching hoops. Enjoy. What many people do. I'm just saying. It's a good time to do it. And Carter Roberts are next. We will see you tomorrow at 10 right here on The Fan. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!